Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here are the questions. George Will, what do you think of Bernie Sanders taking up the mantle of FDR in defense of democratic socialism?
What he said comes under the rubric of plagiarism. It's the it's a clear restatement, a tepid tweaking of the State of the Union address Roosevelt gave in 1944. So the wave of the future turns out to be 75 years ago.
Elliot, what are your thoughts on New York law that would allow Congress to access Trump's tax returns?
Look, I'm all for it. I think that a state can determine when its own tax returns should and should not be public. I think it's an embarrassment that somebody would be the president without releasing them. Any public official in New York these days does, as a matter of course. New York should pass the law and see what happens.
Okay. We're moving right through these questions.
Yeah, boy.
This is great. What do you mean? The show's over.
It is?
Yes.
I got to watch. When do you move to HBO?
we're doing this on Twitter now.
Oh, good.
Ooh, I shouldn't have said that.
No. Okay. No, but we are on Facebook.
No, I know.
I mean, we're on YouTube. What the fuck? I don't know. We're on the Google.
On the Google. We're going to the Google machine.
We're on the toilet. That's what you were on. Martin Short, what do you think of Canada and the European Union's plan to ban single-use plastics by 2021? No, you're against it. I'm sure you're for it.
Of course you're for it. I never understand why brilliant ideas take 15, 20, 30 years.
Well, I mean, California has basically the same thing pending, but even if we pass it, not till 2030. Really, California? Progressive California, seat of the resistance, you can't do better. That's why America, George, you're a historian. Why is America like I've fallen and I can't get up? We just can't do anything.
We built the Empire State Building in the Depression.
In the Depression, sure.
410 days.
Yep.
We built the,
is that right?
We built the Pentagon during wartime in 16 months. You can't get the...
Yes.
You can't negotiate the environmental and racial set-asides in 15 months now.
Right. During World War II, did we not ban cars? I mean, stop building cars,
yes,
except for military use?
Yes.
All the car can you imagine doing that today? That kind of sacrifice? That kind of mobilization? Saying, okay, no more cars.
Yeah, no.
You know what? We need the factories for planes and tanks. Mm-hmm. No more cars.
Bill, this will come from a nice liberal Democrat. Sometimes there's too much due process. I think George would agree with that, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's too much due process. Nothing important gets done because everybody has a way of stopping things that are important.
And too much petty regulation.
A great New Yorker, Senator Pat Moynihan, one of my very best friends, said America used to be a society that rewarded people who did things. Now we reward people who stop things.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's I've always said I'm a Moynihan Democrat. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Do I have any more questions for me?
No, you can go.
Give him mine.
No, but...
I just want to hear him talk.
Yeah, right. Well, you ask him a question. I have a million things I could ask you.
No. I want to... Go to your prepared text.
No, this is not my... These are questions from people. Yeah. Barry Weiss, will the protesters against Hong Kong's proposed extradition bill be successful?
I don't know if they'll be successful, but the fact that one in seven Hong Kongers has been taken to the streets to defend democracy against, I mean, it's a complicated situation, but essentially defending democracy against Xi and China. And the fact that no one here seems to care about it, that the president of the United States, who's supposed to be the leader of the free world, to my knowledge, has said nothing in support of those peaceful protesters. It's a shanda, as we say in Yiddish. It's ridiculous.
Gee whiz.
Gee.
Get it? Gee whiz.
That's our shanda. I get it.
All right, I got
it. Let me say one last thing. It is fascinating to me that it's not about Trump. Who cares about Trump? Trump is the con man. He was voted for Democrat most of his life. It's everyone else. That's what's
right. The enablers,
the ones that will be judged
Mitch McConnell,
by history right. in the most depressing way.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell. He not only is confusing, but this is a man who, in his entire life, never took a good picture.
No.
Can we come back to Hong Kong for a minute? Because I can't match that one. I actually think what's going on in Hong Kong is a remarkably affirmative, wonderful thing.
It is.
Because it is maybe the right. first sign that China is being seen for what it is, which is one of the most repressive, autocratic regimes in the world. And I think it's about time people saw that. I mean, I think what's going on in Hong Kong is great.
Yeah, but
it might succeed.
Can you believe that our government's doing nothing to try and restore
They're not going to win. And so here's going to be another defeat for democracy. Here we are in 2019, and democracy is in retreat all over the world.
But right. it shows there's organic opposition, which is a wonderful thing. It will succeed in the long run.
We like everything organic here in California. Right. So I read that you turned down the part in Dumb and Dumber. Now, I never saw the movie because I didn't want to ruin the book.
I did.
You did? You could have been the Jim Carrey part?
Jeff Depp. I was too old. I read the script. I thought, this is too highbrow.
Wow. What a shame.
I know. But, I wouldn't be here with you people. I'd have my own island.
But all actors have one of those, at least one of those.
Absolutely.
Burt Reynolds has like 10.
Reynolds
turned on like every great movie in the
Absolutely.
70s. You could be in The Godfather. You could be in 3 Days with the Condor. You could be in the... I want to do Smokey.
But Cannonball 8, I'm there.
George Will, do you believe the expanding powers of the presidency can ever be reversed?
Yes, I think the physics of our politics is at work now, and this is the optimistic view, which is that Congress, it turns out, can be embarrassed, and the president can, now that progressives who created the modern presidency have seen that they're not always going to occupy the modern presidency, they're going to rethink the separation of powers, which they began to undermine when Woodrow Wilson became the first president to criticize the American founding because largely of the separation of powers. Mm-hmm.
But they don't want it. When Obama was being taunted by the Republicans about Syria, remember this? And he said, you know what? I'll go into Syria. Give me authorization. It's your job. It's in the Constitution. And they, of course, were like, no, because then if it goes badly, we're to blame.
But he went into Libya without anybody's
Well, sure.
But it's more likely to happen on domestic policies where the Democratic Congress is going to try to restrain Trump and regret that it gave President Obama all the powers he had. And courts are going to do the same thing.
Charlie, what do you anticipate the first round of Democratic debates to reveal about the candidates? Oh, yes, we didn't really mention that tonight. We probably should have. They got the first two nights, 20 people.
I don't even know who some of them are. Yeah. Marianne Williamson?
Marianne
Williamson? I had to look her up.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
So
she literally
believes it. The Department of Love or something?
Right.
She's like a new age author.
Well, but Marianne Williamson is one of the reasons why God invented the mute button. And I think what people are going to find is that as these debates go on, they're going to have the various candidates, and people are going to go, mute for this person.
You never
for this
know.
Person,
you
for
do
this
not
person.
Know.
You might be. You might know something.
That's right. Yeah. You know, some of these people who are.
You do know.
You do know
who is not going to be president, who's not going to say anything.
And... Right, but Andrew Yang, I mean, that's an out-of-the-box choice.
And it's way out of the box.
He's doing quite well. You know, Trump, I might say. Everybody thought he wouldn't go anywhere. I said he was. So listen to me.
Andrew Yang.
Also, what about how bad do you feel if you're one of the three who didn't make the cut of 20? This is like not getting a rose on the first night of the ballot.
This is why Democrats are so bad at politics. You have the governor of Montana who actually might have something to say that people would be interested in because he's a Democrat who wins in a Republican state. And instead, we have to listen to, I'm sorry, you know, Marianne Williamson. And you know, I'm a little hung up on her.
Here's the good news. Iowa is so small, 20 candidates, they can meet everybody. 6 months from now, when these caucuses happen, we have no idea today what's going to happen. And despite all the pundits who are going to tell us what's going to happen, they have no idea.
I have no, I'm not a pundit. No,
you guys are both pundits.
Who's going to win?
He's talking about
me. I have no idea.
Who's your money on to win the nomination?
We have no idea.
Who do you think, if you had to bet now your own money, who's going to win the nomination?
My own money? That seems very unfair. No, but having been wrong so far, I'm going to say Biden because the Democrats are going to be too afraid to go with somebody who might lose to Donald Trump.
You agree with that,
and at a certain point, you're going to have the panic set in.
You think it's going to be Biden?
I think at this point, people are in politics and active in the nominating electorate because politics is fun. I think the most fun candidate for Democrats is Elizabeth Warren.
Okay. We'll leave it
and
there.
And I think it's Mayor Pete.
All right. You think Mayor Pete's going to win the
Absolutely,
nomination?
Absolutely, because
wow.
I think when you talk about...
Mayor
at the
Pete.
Yes,
I think it could be too.
When you talk about these debates, he is incapable of anything coming out of his mouth that isn't impressive. I think he's going to be phenomenal on television. And I think he'll then do a lot of, he'll be everywhere. And I think if the millennials would actually vote, if you're 18, 37 seems pretty old.
Right.
But do you think he could beat Trump?
It's going to be the dirtiest election ever. I mean, no matter who it is.
You know, Trump is like an old series that you liked the first half season. I'm telling you, people will get bored. I think his shtick is wearing thin armor.
Well, it already has. Yeah. And he's down in the polls.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.